Morning, boys and girls. I'm glad to see you guys here today. I know most of our young people today are in Houston with the Adventure Club, but I'm glad that a few of you are here. The story that I want to tell you today is about a brother and sister named Christy and Ryan. All right? Christy happened to be the older sister, and Ryan was her younger brother. Do any of you have younger siblings? Yeah? Oh, your dogs? So, Christy, I'm going to tell you two stories about them, okay? It's really quick. Christy had a bright idea one day, okay? She woke up this morning and she said, "Hey, Ryan, guess what? You know, Dad is really good at ice skating, right? We went with him and he was skating on one leg and he was doing twists and turns. You can be like Dad. If you go into the bathtub and you take the bar of soap from under the sink and you step on it in the tub, you can use that as ice skates and you can be like Dad." And what do you think Ryan did? He did it. Would you have done it? No. So that's exactly what Ryan did. Ryan said, "I want to be just like Dad." So he ran to the bathroom, took some bars of soap from under the sink, and he put them in the sink, and he got on top of them, and he started sliding like an ice skater in the bathtub. And what do you think happened to Ryan? What do you think?
He hurt himself.
Exactly. What?
He bust his head.
He bust his head. That's exactly what happened. He took one step forward on the soap bar, and boom, he went back and hit his head on the floor. And Mom and Dad were downstairs, and all they heard was this big boom and crying upstairs. And so they ran upstairs, and they said, "Ryan, what happened?" He said, "I wanted to skate, and Christy told me to go on the soap bars and skate. And I wanted to be just like Dad." So they checked to see if Ryan was okay. He just had a little bump on his head. He wasn't bleeding, and he was crying. And what do you think happened to Christy?
She got punished.
Yes, she got punished for doing that to Ryan. Maybe a couple weeks later, Christy woke up again and had another idea. Have you ever heard of Listerine? No? Mouthwash? Oh, you know Scope? You heard of Scope? Yeah?
You put it in your mouth and you like swish it and spit it out.
Exactly. And this mouthwash, what color is it?
Green or blue.
Green or blue? Different color?
Nah. Yeah. So Christy woke up one morning and she said, "Hey, Ryan, you want to make your toes glow in the dark?" And Ryan said, "How do I do that?" She said, "You know the mouthwash in the bathroom? It's green, right? If you drink it, your toes will turn green."
He's going to get sick.
Yeah.
You might die.
Something bad might happen. So Ryan said, "Oh, that would be so cool. I want to turn my toes green." So he ran to the bathroom, took a big gulp of mouthwash. And then you know what he did? He ran into the kitchen where Mom was and he said, "Mommy, are my toes green?" And she said, "Ryan, what are you talking about?" He said, "Christy told me if I drink the mouthwash, my toes will turn green." And Mommy said, "Ryan, did you drink the mouthwash?" And he said, "Yeah, Mommy, are my toes green?" And so they went to check how much mouthwash he drank. He drank maybe, no, not the whole bottle, but he maybe drank that much from the top, a little less than half of it, right? And so you know what they did? If you drink mouthwash, you're supposed to call the poison control center, right? On the back of the bottle. So they called poison control and they said, "Oh, my son, drank the mouthwash. What are we going to do?" They said, oh, just monitor him, see how he's doing, and if nothing, you know, bad happens in the next couple hours, he'll be okay. All right? If not, you have to take him to the hospital immediately. So, turned out Ryan didn't drink enough to get him sick, and he was okay. But what do you think happened to Christy after that?
She got punished again.
Her parents was about to kill her.
I don't know about kill her, but yes, she got punished again. What do you think the moral of the story is?
Don't do what your older siblings say.
That Satan will sometimes trick you into doing things what you think will actually happen and what you think is right.
Oh. All right, he got me. All right. That was good. Have you heard of peer pressure before? No. Peer pressure is sometimes your friends or people you see on TV, they'll be doing things and they'll tell you, hey, you should do this too. You'll feel good, or this will happen to you if you do this. Yeah. But it turns out that if you do it, bad things can happen to you, right? And so the moral of the story is we should always be very careful who we listen to, right? About the kind of influence we have in our lives, the friends that we have. Even our siblings sometimes may make us do things that may hurt us. But we should always be careful about who we listen to. And remember that God is always watching us and that we have to be an example for other people so that when they look at us, they'll see God in our lives. Okay? Anyone have any volunteers for a prayer? Oh, don't all raise your hands at once. All right, let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful Sabbath day that you've given us. Please, God, help us to be careful of the friends that we keep and the influences that we have in our lives. Help us to always trust you and do the right thing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.